Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
That's his game. They don't get back. They would look, now look at this steal. Here's the steal. Three on one. Alley-oop. Oh, my goodness. Marcus Mendez.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Mapin. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Mapin. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Mapin. So sit back and relax and watch Mapin.
Break it down like this.
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Mapin on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Mapin and Steve Rummage.
I will do whatever it takes. I will drive you down there. Get out of there now. Expeditiously. Oh, pig suey.
Good job.
Let's go, Hogs. Always. Pig suey. You know, people don't know this about me, but in 95, I rooted adamantly for the... I didn't watch the 94 game, but the 95 game, I really, really wanted Arkansas to beat UCLA. I don't know why, but I was really in. I like Corliss Williamson.
My first game overseas. This sounds terrible too. My first game overseas, Steve. I was on the court.
Yeah.
With Scotty Thurman. Yes. And that was my, you're a professional basketball player moment.
Yes.
Wasn't quite where I wanted to be.
Listen.
But I had to have that moment where, hey, man, big fan of yours. I'm playing with you.
You're awesome. Yeah. Way to go.
Now I got to go get 30. Excuse me.
Here's the thing. The good news is this is a safe place today. Kentucky fans aren't listening to us today. All right? And I'm fine with that. They're listening to whoever. They're doing the coaching search thing. You know, they're into that. So this is a safe place for us U of L fans today to go, God, I'm so glad he's gone.
81-50, 93-9 is the number. 38-31.
John Wall.
Did we Brandon get out Knight. Of this with one
Terrence Jones
championship, Steve? Did we get out of this experience?
DeMarcus Cousins.
We only had to give up one
championship. Oh, my God. The Twins. Willie Cauley-Stein.
I get you in foul trouble.
Julius Randle.
Marcus Lee comes off the bench out of nowhere.
Devin Booker. Tyler Ulis. Oh, God.
Dude, just show up. Wayne Gabriel out of nowhere.
What is this Marcus Lee guy? Oh, what is that?
You had a dude sitting on the bench that never played.
It's Marcus Teague?
What was that guy?
Oh, my God.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray?
And you benched him?
Listen, we beat Bam Adebayo. We beat De'Aaron Fox. We beat Malik Monk. And I still was sweating in Shepherdsville, Kentucky, going, please, God, hit this shot or they're going to win the national championship. Oh, my God. Oh, again, this is a safe place today.
I gave up.
They're not listening to us. Don't worry about it.
Championship.
Oh, God.
I survived that.
Oh, my God.
I survived the FBI.
Oh, it'd never be like that. We did it, man. Oh, it'd never. I don't care who they hire. It'd never.
It'll never be.
It will never be that way ever again.
81-50. 93-9 is the number. 38-31. 93-9.
They're just going to be a normal college basketball team again, man. Oh, God. Thank God.
Not the juggernaut.
Maybe God is. Don't come back today. Give me a little longer. Give me a little longer. Give me a little longer. If that's the plan, and I don't know if that's the plan or not.
Change the plan.
But just give me a little longer, okay? Oh, my God.
Ooh, don't forget MVP candidate, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander.
Oh, my God. My father-in-law thought that team was the wackest team they've ever had, with Gilgeous-Alexander, P.J. Washington, Scal Labissiere. I was like, yeah.
They had
Tyler Hero.
They've had Tyler Hero.
9 wins, Steve.
Keldon Johnson and starts.
I was worried about them getting into the tournament because I knew they had 2 lottery picks.
Oh, my God.
They had 2 lottery picks on the worst team.
We'll address KCD here in just a second, but people are like, oh, no, you're going to lose KCD. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. We're going to talk about it because I have an idea, and I think we're going to probably, I think you're going to agree with me on it. But here's the thing. I'm okay losing it. I'm like, you know why KCD was invented? Because we were scared to death every March that they had the best players in the country. You look at UConn's roster and you look at Kentucky's roster this year and you're like, oh, my God. They probably beat them by 15. Kentucky gets a national championship, they'll destroy UConn. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Somebody said, what if they get Hurley now? I'm like, they'll be a college basketball team. Like, I feel you. Like, they're coaches. Listen, Kentucky may have success. Kentucky may go on and hire a guy, and they may win a national championship in the next 5-7 years. They're the University of Kentucky. Again, they're not listening to us today. It's a safe place. They're the number one program in all of college basketball. They're going to win. I mean,
they have the most powerful athletic director in college.
Yeah.
He's on both committees. There's no other athletic director that's on both committees, people.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, they're going to win. And I mean, they're going to get a good coach. And, yeah, their coaching search is going to probably aesthetically look better than ours did because they're Kentucky. But it's like, God bless.
It won't be that.
It won't be that.
Just this past season, I had to watch. I had to watch a 7-footer get cleared day before the season.
I know.
A guy who wasn't even eligible to be in college.
Think about this. One of the biggest Louisville fans I've ever met in my entire life. We may not agree on everything all the time, but he is, without a doubt, one of the biggest Louisville fans. I put him in a very unique circle with myself and Mark Blankenbaker as far as insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Is Ethan Moore.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even watch the game. That wasn't he didn't do that pre-Cal.
Right.
He doesn't watch the game because it's like, yeah, no, I know what's going to happen.
It's so painful.
I'm going to watch this game, and we're going to be hot, and we're going to have a good team. And then you're going to go, well, yeah, but I don't have that guy. What was that? I mean, that Jordan Wara team and Chris Mack and them, they went in there. They were a much better college basketball team than that Kentucky team. But you're like, Tyrese Maxey, what is that?
No. It's another player we forgot to mention.
Yeah, Maxey's one of the hottest players in the NBA now. You're like, Marcus, they had almost over half the All-Star game was Kentucky players this year. It won't be like that. Listen, they may still beat you, but it's going to be like, no, they're college players, though. This is a college basketball team now. We can beat them. They're a man. They felt like machines.
He's a man.
Yeah. Yeah, the last 15 years of my life, they felt like machines. That it's like, I mean, I remember even the game we beat them in 2013. They still had a Nerlens Noel and a guy like that you're like, that 2013 team, what did they win that game, by three? And then Donovan Mitchell and Dean Gaudel and all those guys, we literally, I've told you this how many times, Marcus, that fan base that night was like, we are dragging you to this win. I mean, if you were in that building that night, Nick, like, they were, that Louisville crowd was like, we are not losing this game. And they drug that team to a win. It was like, God bless. But, oh, God, I'm so glad he's gone. He's a Hall of Fame coach who was a 3 seed this season, Marcus.
And he's gone.
Tell me God isn't real.
Without saying God is
real. You tell me God doesn't exist. My rival just booted a 3-seeded Hall of Fame coach
that has had the top 3 recruiting class.
He's got the number 1 center in the country coming in next year. And you want to know what? The kid has to stay for 2 years because of his age. What? Now he's going to be in Arkansas. That's, as Don Staley said, that's uncommon favor. I serve a great big God. And he sent a Hall of Famer who was a 3-seed and my rival to Arkansas. But God.
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
I'm going to tell you how good.
Come on, man.
I'm going to tell you how good.
Mm-mm.
The weather started getting
I'm telling you. When Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he started to sink. But when he kept his eyes on the Lord, he walked on water. And you know what? We've kept our eyes on Jesus all this time.
Well, moving on up.
And we did it, baby. He's gone.
We survived this.
I'm so glad they're not listening. Because, look, when they tune back in tomorrow, I'm going to be like, hey, you stupid. The next coach is going to be stupid. I just get today. I just got to get Saturday. That's been the worst, man. It's been the worst.
I mean, think about all your relatives. Think about all the Christmases.
Oh, God.
Think about all the rivalry games around the holidays, the bowl games.
Yeah. Just miserable, dude.
Yeah, there is no coach that's going to make that holiday miserable.
Do you know how many times, Marcus, that I would see the game would come up and I would go, oh, man, it's on New Year's Eve. That's going to ruin my New Year's Eve. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, God, we're playing Christmas the day after Christmas. Oh, like now it's like, oh, it'd just be a college basketball game. Hey, if you lose, it's like, ah.
Dang it, you guys. I'm mad. I'm so, don't get me wrong, I'm still gonna be mad. I don't want to lose Kentucky, all right? I'm still gonna be mad. But I don't want to sound like I'm gonna dislike Kentucky any less. I'm saying dislike because Xavier, I say hate too much. So I've had a conversation with Xavier, and now he's like, I hate these guys. And I'm like, hey, hey. So I had to. So if you hear me, I say dislike now, but you guys know what I mean. but it's like, you know, it's going to be an old time, like when you used to, if you lost to Tubby back in the day. That's what it's going to be like again. So like, this is college basketball.
Which I didn't.
You didn't. They did.
They ran Tubby out because we busted.
That's right.
He won a championship, mm-hmm. and they still ran him out.
They never got over that.
They never got over us beating with a 12-win team.
But if it's going to be a college basketball game, mm-hmm. you know what I got?
I'm listening.
I got a college basketball coach. And Pat Kelsey is a college basketball coach.
Pure.
Pure. Things are changing. Things are changing. Oh, yeah.
So what is the Louisville fan base?
Welcome to my world now.
Feeling right. Welcome to...
We thought Kenny Payne was the, okay, this is how we're going to do it. We're gonna go into your world and dominate. Well, that didn't work.
You're right.
But now you're getting back into our world.
Come on home.
Come on back to the college basketball world, baby.
Come on home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we beat you to it.
Yeah, welcome back. Yes, go get Scott Drew. Go get Nate Oates. Go and get that butt tap. Come on.
Oh.
Don't get Billy Diamond. That would hurt my feelings. Just a moment of, just a small moment of sincerity there. But anybody else? Come on. Come on back.
What is the Louisville fan base feeling this morning?
They're feeling what we're feeling. Every Louisville fan, I mean, I'll say every, and one guy is going to write me like, no, I don't. I'm glad he's gone. I'm telling you right now, 98% of Louisville fans you talk to are like, oh, thank God. Thank God. My father-in-law wrote me last night, good, I'm glad he's gone. I'm like, yeah, me too. Trust me, me too. Because you know what he's going to do? He's going to go down to Arkansas, and he's got a lot of money. And he's going to have a resurgence, and he is going to kick some tail down there. And it's going to be like, ugh. Gosh, man. No, I think the Louisville fan base feels a lot. Maybe I'm wrong. But I would think a majority of fans are probably like, thank God he is gone.
There's no Louisville fan. You know, I'll step over what you said. There is no Louisville fan that isn't happy he's gone. Not even one. Not one.
That might be. Listen, I agree with you. Again, you'll get a text here in a minute and be like, you're wrong.
No, that person's lying.
Yeah, I agree.
Not one Louisville fan on the planet is angry he's leaving.
Man. No, I don't think so either, man. I really don't. Like I said, KCD was fun. It was fun. I don't know. People have asked me. I don't know that we'll do KCD anymore. I don't know.
You want to retire it?
I'm not necessarily saying I'm going to retire it, but I got to fill it out. I'm putting it on the shelf for the moment, though, because I got to fill it out, man. I don't know how things go. For one, let me be honest. KCD doesn't work as good when we're in the tournament. Because I'm not coming in here and celebrating the way I do if they lose, if I got a game tomorrow. That's just how I am. You know what I mean? KCD, I think, got us through a special time where Louisville wasn't really playing in the tournament and they were losing with teams that we were scared poopless of. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why I say, I'm not necessarily saying it's for sure retired, but I am for me. Now, I'm not speaking for Marcus here. I think he'll agree with me on this, just knowing him. But I'm kind of putting it on the shelf for now. And like, we'll fill it out. Let me fill it out. Let me see who they hire. Let me see how we fill it out. Let me see. Because I expect Louisville to be making some tournament runs in the next 4 or 5 years. And when Louisville's in the tournament, like I said, I'm glad they lose. But it isn't like a, oh, my God,
thank God. You know, it's like when I'm still in there, it's like, ah, good. It takes a little pressure off, but I still want to win, you know. So I just, I'll trade it all day. I love coming in and making mules and doing the fun stuff and celebrating, but my God, to get him out of here, I'll gladly.
I'll never, ever, ever get over them bringing Marcus Lee off their bench.
And just watching him like, oh, there's a ball three, or, oh, man, somebody bricked the shot. What happened? Where did that guy jump from the three-point line?
I'll never get over that.
Yeah.
A lot of text. Cal's getting the band back together. The Eclipse has claimed its first victim. Says, I work for Jim Beam and I may or may not pour me something from away from the cameras to celebrate. UK's going to come down to earth and Cal's going to be like Knight at Texas Tech. Let's see. This is great for us. They're too ignorant to realize replacing him and running the SEC is not going to happen this time. Cal leaving UK is hilarious, but I can't see a world where Hurley goes to UK. UConn has five championships. Yeah, I don't think Hurley, UConn could pay too, and Hurley's from up that way. I don't. But again, I will say, and again, they're not listening to us today, so we can say this stuff today. It's still Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say they can't until. That's why I say I'm not even gonna hide my feelings on that. Billy Donovan would hurt my feelings. I'm not saying we'd be screwed or anything, but like that.
Listen, Steve,
Scott Drew wouldn't. Go get it.
Steve, this is what I have to say to you. Nobody's going to hurt your feelings and nobody's going to scare you.
No. No, totally. That's why I didn't say scare, though. Billy Donovan would hurt my feelings just because Billy Donovan, I think Louisville and Kentucky fans have always
held him in high respect.
We both, Louisville and Kentucky, both have Patino envy a little bit. Whether we want to admit it or not. We both do as a fan base.
And he's the
closest. Billy's the closest. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where I think it's like, so, but does he scare me the way? No.
Yeah.
You're right on that.
And it's not just the coaching.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's the system. It's the,
yeah.
It's everything. It's the, we're fighting over a recruit. God, it sounds terrible. We're fighting over a recruit.
No, you never fought over a recruit. He just took him. He just took it. He's just going to take it. I mean, Cal said it, and he was right. When he wants a player, he'll get it. And he meant that not to Kansas. He meant that to a school like Louisville.
Okay, and not just a player. It's the, oh, you think you're going to get him over me? That's cute. How about you have an announcement on ESPN?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, their players are getting they're announcing their
Devin Askew.
That's right.
So I mean, yeah, you can say okay, well that one didn't work out, but it's still the point. Would he have worked out with Chris Mack? Maybe. That was a Chris Mack type player,
right? And
he just took him
by putting him just hey, you commit here, we'll have you on Sports. You're a four star,
David Scott, man,
announcing on ESPN. See. It's not just the players. It's the tactics that he could use. It's
a good point, Texter.
Listen.
If that's how KCD has to go, that was a good way to go.
It's the Chris Mack.
Yes.
I'm trying to do right by Kentucky. They went to England, came back, wanted to play. They said, no, you don't play there. And then they moved here. Then they scheduled Notre Dame in that spot.
He just moved our game around.
Just moved it four times.
He's one of the most powerful people in sports, man.
I know. And he uses everything.
I wonder how powerful the AD will be when he's gone. I'm telling you, there's a – losing him – I'm sorry, I keep interrupting
go ahead.
Losing him is a – that's a shift,
power
man.
Yeah, a power shift.
And he's going to – listen, and laugh at it all you want. And I mean, it is funny around here, and I understand the joke. Absolutely. Moving to Arkansas puts Kenny Payne back in play for him down there.
Easily.
And he's going to go down there and listen.
If he wants.
Kenny was not good here and all that, but that doesn't mean the connections he has isn't still there.
Right.
Like, I don't think he could have hired him back at Kentucky. He can't at Arkansas. He's going to put together a team or a squad down there. Like, and he's going to be, again, one of the most powerful people in basketball, talking about John Calipari. Listen. You're right. I've interrupted you two or three times, and you're making a great point.
They use everything at their disposal. Mm-hmm. Steve, you use the CAAs or the, you know, or the clutch sports. You use every, you have squeezed and manipulated every section of college basketball for at least 12 years straight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you know what it's like sitting and you're...
Dante Maddox is visiting, too. Let's go!
Steve.
We're pissing excellence right now, baby.
Waiting for... Like, you lose...
PP! PP!
One guy goes to Duke, and you're like, oh, thank God.
I know.
You lose one... They already have four out of the top... 9 recruits in the country.
Yep.
And one guy chooses Duke, and you're like, oh my God.
That was it.
Yeah.
No, Marcus, one guy goes pro. Jody Meeks goes pro. Oh my God, if he had come back. They ran the table. I watched a team go 38-0. They won every game. And listen, and I've said this before, so this isn't even me saying it post-Cal. As much as you wanted to go, it was SEC. They took every SEC team's best shot. And it was like, they wouldn't lose. Well, what do you do with that? They'll never do that again. We'll never see that again. Because, listen, there's a piece of us can respect. We'll still hate it. But if Kentucky is a solid 2-seed, 3-seed with a Nate Oates or a Scott Drew, and they make a run to the Final Four, you're like, that's college ball, man. Sucks, but it's college ball. I hope they lose. But, you know, with Cal, it was different, man. It was like, God, it's not fair. Like, as a Louisville fan, you were like, you stomp your foot in your room, and you're like, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
They shouldn't have that.
Like, that Marcus Lee moment, right?
Yeah.
Another moment where I stomp, I just say, it's not fair. Like, painfully, it's not fair. When I watched Tyler Herro rise up over Ryan McMahon in the middle of the lane.
Oh, God. And Herro had sucked up until then. Remember that?
Yes. I mean, he
they were questioning. They were like, dude, this guy's not.
I mean, he just, I love watching Ryan McMahon. Like, he's just the ultimate flamethrower to me, you know? He's just one of my, I just enjoyed watching Ryan McMahon. You know,
yeah,
I enjoyed watching him do the most with what he had. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then just to see how much Tyler Herro, like, his ceiling was just so much higher.
How many times I stand, Marcus, I stand in my house and just so, is the YouTube on?
Yes.
Yes, yes. Just yes. Go, it's not fair. They shouldn't have that.
He can't keep getting away with this.
Getting away with this. I mean,
he can't keep getting away with
it. I was watching a Sweet 16 game. I vividly remember, man. And they're playing Houston.
Please give me that sound. If you
with Tyler Herro and those guys. And they're playing Houston. And Houston is out coaching them.
Yep.
Kelvin Sampson's coaching a circle around them. Houston taking the lead. Boom, boom, Keldon Johnson and one. You're like, Houston comes down, draws
it. Keep getting away with this.
Listen, Houston, Sampson draws it up.
Keep getting away with it.
Yeah, you're fine. Play it in the background. I love it.
I felt that.
Listen, Sampson draws up a play. Houston comes down. Boom, big bucket. You're like, they did it. Kentucky, pass, pass, pass. Tyler Herro, three. Boop. They're on to the Elite Eight. They shouldn't have that.
You can't keep getting away with this.
They should. That's just. That's too good of players.
You can't keep getting away with this.
It was just maddening, man. It was maddening. Like, gosh. Again, we're purging this today because, like I said, it's a good time to purge because they're not listening to us, and I'm fine with that. I wouldn't be listening to us today either. Today's coaching search day for them. They've got stuff to tend to. But it's like, ugh! Just sucked, man.
Get it out of your system.
That's why I'm genuinely not even laughing at Kentucky fans today. If you hear my voice, I'm not even like, ha ha, you losers. Like, no, I'm genuinely relieved. It's gone. I never thought it would happen.
Oh. I was like, he's going to coach until I die.
That, listen, Steve, last
Where's
night,
Matt Jones today?
I wasn't.
Hire Josh Schertz. Do it, you coward. You said we should hire him. You hire him. Now you got your opportunity. Go get him.
At least interview.
Oh, guess what? Now you don't want him now. Well, now. Well, slow down. No. You were so adamant that that's who we should hire.
You're gonna bring in Walter McCarty or something.
Mark Pope. Trilly Donovan's saying Nate Oates won't be involved in the search. He just reported that earlier, or just a few minutes ago.
I mean, why would he though?
I think they're gonna get Sky Drew.
I don't.
I'm fine with it.
I don't. If they got Scott Drew, that means this is already in play.
No, Scott Drew and Mitch. Listen, I said it on the show, and I felt terrible because there was a time you wasn't in here. There was a time that I thought there was good. We could get Scott Drew possibly. Mm-hmm. I never thought he was a great fit here, but it's like he's still a national championship. Winning coach. You know, but I said it on here and I was like, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that. But, you know, Mike Rutherford, I was just repeating what Mike Rutherford said. But, of course, you know, we have different audiences too. And it was like, no, him and Barnhart are like really good friends. Like they text back and forth. I think it was me and Nikki in here. I think you were in here with me. And it's like, and just immediately people are like, whoa, ugh. You know, like, well, hang on now. But it's like they have a really good relationship. And I think Mitch is going to freak out. I think he's going to be like, okay, I can't miss.
So
Scott Drew's the perfect guy.
Or he's going to get somebody that he can keep under his thumb.
Yeah. Possible. As long as it's not Calipari, I don't care.
Brad?
Sure. Sure.
Is there any coach besides Billy Donovan that would scare you?
No. Well, let me be clear. Let me say, because Marcus is right. I don't want that to be misconstrued. I'm not scared of Billy Donovan coming back to the college.
It would just hurt.
That's fair. I just think Louisville and Kentucky fans have always kind of been like, no, I want you. You know, like.
ESPN.
I think Mark Few would be awesome there.
Did Calipari underachieve at Kentucky?
Watch how good he gets.
Publicly good or privately good?
I know. Oh, both. Both.
Are we rooting for him now? Are we low-key rooting for Arkansas to tear the house down?
Oh, I am. Let's go, Hogs. I might have to make a game down to Bud Walton. Oh, Big Sweet!
Is it going to be?
Because here, you want to know what else you hate?
And Calipari.
You want to know what else you hate, Marcus? They were always so fun to watch. Now we actually get to. Now when they win, it's going to drive a knife into Kentucky fans' side. We really actually get to root for him now and be like, yeah. We liked it so much we hired Kenny Payne. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I don't mean that.
I know how that came off wrong.
You know what I mean, that was legit. That was the reasoning behind hiring Kenny Payne. It's like, okay, we want to be that. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's not an uncomfortable thing to say.
Yeah. The way I said that made it sound like I was crushing him, but that's not. But, let's think of worst case scenarios. Rick Pitino. Would Pitino hurt my heart a little bit? Yeah, it would, but I could get behind not liking Pitino again.
That'd feel like Jordan and the Wizards.
Yeah, and I've watched Pitino in these big emotional rivalry games. I like my coach. And when I say my coach, I'm talking about PK. So I'm like, okay. I don't think so. I mean, I think Few would again, do really good.
It's not the coaching.
Yeah.
It's the shrewd nature of Calipari. It's the shrewdness of him being able to listen to – have somebody getting trouble and him just be able to sweep everything under the rug with an arrogance of just like, again.
Yeah.
He can't keep getting away. I can't watch.
I know, man.
Ulis with the, not one Ulis with the money phone. Who was it?
Higgins.
Yeah. Ashton Higgins. Just money phone me like, hey, look, Steve. Hey, I mean, when it ain't going good, you gotta have the bag ready. You know, like, no, you just admitted that you just got a shoebox.
You can't keep getting away with it.
No, that's a violation. That's a violation.
He can't keep getting away with it.
I had to watch Anthony Davis get his prostate milked in the locker room. And they went and won a championship. That should have been the funniest video of all time. I couldn't even laugh at it.
Listen,
won the title.
A press conference.
They spanked him in the locker room, butt naked.
He gets wasted, and he just, oh, my dog, I gotta get home. And if I'm a Kentucky fan that backs up Calipari, and he just gets to come in here and say, questions? Yeah, I'm gone.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Whenever he felt like it. I don't take questions from you.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? If any one of my coaches ever left a press conference like, yeah, my dog is.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine the cannibalism that would take place in this environment?
Yeah, it's Ross. I'm good.
I watched him have some of the most talented players, and he treated them like, they're not going to be here next year.
Oh, yeah. Remember how mad me and you were that he had Alex Poitras? I mean, you know, yeah, there's a personal connection there, obviously, with us and Alex.
Right.
Us.
That's fine.
That's my guy. Me and AP.
Right.
He's not a Kentucky guy anymore.
No.
He's a Cal guy.
Oh.
He don't even like Cal. He might play. I wonder if he'll play now for us.
I'm going to call him.
For the Ville. But anyways, he had him sitting right up there. And was just like, well, next year we're bringing these guys. I mean, you know, this year we just didn't quite have what we needed. And next year we'll have what we need. And Alex is just sitting there.
He's sitting there.
I literally gave up my NBA career basically for you.
Coming back.
Because Alex would have been a surefire.
Yeah.
He leaves out. I mean, he's surefire.
After first
year. Yeah. Yep. NBA draft pick. Yeah, and then injuries and stuff.
He tried to do the right thing.
Yeah. He's still winning. I mean, he's still fine. It's like, you know, making plenty of money. It's good. His sister's done well for herself and all that. But
comfortable.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. No, but
it's phenomenal.
I don't even smoke. I might need a cigarette.
Well, let's do it during a break. 939 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Wrestling has more than one royal family.
And always will be one of the most valuable resources one can have. And if you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222. Or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Is that a housekeeping moment?
Like, I agree with this texter. Like, okay, here's the thing. The build to WrestleMania was good. The whole Mania to me was a little underwhelming, man. Like, it didn't, and yes, part of it is the guy I hate probably more than I've ever hated a guy in all of wrestling won the heavyweight championship, which I knew, but here's the thing. I knew that was going to happen. So, like, I had prepared myself, okay, he's going to win. It was,
I mean, you're acting like it's scripted or something.
Both nights, it was like, yeah, that was okay. I didn't feel like it met the build. I mean, like last night, even the main event, like, now I will say there was storytelling with Roman Reigns that we can get on, me and you can get
put
into.
Put our wrestling nerdy hats on.
Yeah, and there was storytelling in that match with Roman Reigns and Seth that I thought was fantastic.
Yeah.
But like, it was kind of like, okay, well, here comes Cena and here comes Undertaker, which is cool. I will say, I always love the you never go wrong with that.
Yeah, with the legends.
But it was just like, oh, okay, here's a bunch of them, and all right, and Cody wins. okay, yeah, like, all right, you know, and then a bunch of people fake cried and acted like it was like, oh my God, you know, oh my God, he won
it. Oh, like it was.
And here's the thing, fans are going to be booing him out of buildings in less than 2 months.
Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, because that character doesn't work in wrestling anymore. The superhuman, eat your vitamins, say your prayers. It doesn't work.
He's trying to restore humanity.
I know, and it doesn't work. Like,
what I want to see happen, and I don't think it will, is I want The Rock to take the title off of him in a month and just nuclear heat. Nuclear.
I think heat. You could get Rock versus Cody at SummerSlam, possibly, and Seth versus. Like I said, I did like. There was, and let me be clear, there was a lot of good matches. Like, I'm not saying it was a terrible WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah, the wrestling was solid.
Night two, to me, was much better than night one. Night one just was really...
I didn't really watch night one.
Kind of blah. The main event was good, but everything else just kind of
about
felt,
Trick Williams?
No, Trick Williams, amazing. He hasn't been called up yet, though. But I can't wait to see a whole stadium. Whoop that trick. Whoop that.
If he just gets a little bit better on the mic, he's going
to
be.
See his texture. See star. What I said? Mm-hmm. He's talking. I was explaining that to Marcus. It says very underwhelming matches, lackluster. The surprises were nice. Yeah.
Is there somebody on the phone I'm waiting?
Reggie.
Yeah, and that's what I agree with. I don't know. It was just. WrestleMania is one of my biggest things of the year. And
What was your favorite food you got?
Okay, so I've started making these things. I found this guy on Twitter, and he calls the tortellini or the tortillas torties. Mm-hmm. So I call them torties now. he's like, you take a tortie, mm-hmm. and then you put cream cheese on it, right?
Okay.
You cook up some mild sausage. I take a keto tortilla, by the way, tortie. Okay.
A keto tortie.
Keto tortie. Mm. Put some cream cheese on it, and you sprinkle some sausage on it, right?
Okay.
Some good, you know, thick amount. Good. Then you take some cheese, sprinkle some, I put cheddar mm-hmm. on there, and then you put a tortie on top of that.
Okay, like a case of...
But hear me out. So then you take pizza sauce on, and you put on that. Yeah, EO Sky was awesome. I agree with that.
Yeah, that was good.
You put pizza sauce on top of that, and then I put some pizza blend cheese and some pepperonis. And then you bake it for about 12 minutes. Mm-hmm. The bottom tortie kind of crisped up. Mm-hmm. The top, cut it into four little triangles. They come out about, I mean, they're probably about that big, the little size, and it is just fantastic.
Perfect bite size.
Oh, man. But I like cream cheese, like that type of fantastic. So I made me one of those last night.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it was so good, man.
Xavier participate?
No, Xavier, the way Xavier consumes pizza mm-hmm. is he tears everything off, including the cheese, and just eats the bread.
Like the saucy bread?
Yeah, the saucy bread. That's all he eats. He don't care if it's thin crust. He don't care anything. He tears everything off, and he just eats that. Now, I'll eat the toppings, whatever, but.
you just go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah.
Reggie, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Marcus, Steve, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm sick of woman lost out.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, me too. Me too. Now, I'm trying not to be too biased, but I knew that going in, so I was like, ugh. Yeah.
I didn't want to believe it. I'm like, Roman, I ain't gonna lie, Roman got me back to watching Ralph. I wasn't watching it. My kids were watching it. I'm like, man, who is this woman? I said, yeah. Okay, he's kind of, proud, teacher crown. Yeah, I like Roman.
Greatest title run of all time. Yeah, we'll never see nothing like it again.
But what gave me a little hope was that Triple H said in the press conference that Roman's going on a different story.
Yep.
That's going to blow everybody's mind. So absolutely. I just want to know what it is. Is the Shield getting back together? Is him, you know. But, man, I tried to go to sleep last night after that. And then I got something across my phone saying, Kyle to Arkansas. And it's like, I got a boost of energy. I was like, oh, man, we are back. Because, hey. Let's be honest. Cal's kicked our butts for the last, 14, 10, 12, 13 years, however you want to say it. But now those players ain't coming there no more. They come there for Cal. So they don't have to rebuild their whole roster. So I'm booking it, y'all. I'm booking a win in Rupp next year, y'all. I am booking a win in Rupp next year, and we're going to take over this route.
I love it.
Appreciate the call.
Appreciate it, Reggie.
I mean, at least you feel like it's fair.
Yeah, that's the point, man.
At least you're going to feel like basketball is fair.
At least you're going to know when you go in there, it's going to be like, okay, it's going to be a college basketball game. It's not going to be a G League team.
Versus.
That give Cal credit, the mastermind that he was. When you saw that video, when he literally took Dwayne Sutton pointing at his watch. Like, or no, he did the write it down.
Oh, yeah,
Cal
yeah.
took that moment and hyped that team up enough. It was like, we're going
to
struggle.
To where they felt like they were the underdogs.
Yeah.
They played like they're the underdogs.
I know.
I'm glad he's gone.
I'm so glad he's gone.
I'm glad he's gone. Until you for breaking news. They've reached an agreement for him to stay longer.
I know. It's like, oh, this sucks.
We'd have to delete all of records of this show if that happened.
Yeah. We'd be like, I was kidding. Underwhelming.
I got you.
He sucks. He sucks.
Rolling along 93.9 The Ville.
ACD.